This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. An Omicron surge causing a shortage of workers on Christmas Eve is why United canceled thousands of flights, including dozens here in Denver. Meanwhile, DIA's Stephanie Figueroa says the next peak days for travel are coming up.
Monday the 27th is expected to be a busy day, as well as Wednesday, December 29th. Each of those days, we're expecting over 200,000 total travelers.
United says COVID-related cancellations today represent only a small part of its holiday schedule. Work is beginning on extending the recreational trail on the top of the Arkansas River levee in Pueblo. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The newest sections of concrete pathway will be constructed between Main Street and the southeast end of the levee near Runyon Lake. The Pueblo Conservancy District, which manages the flood control structure, is also planning a second pedestrian bridge over the river. They're aiming to have that $1.3 million project complete later next year. This work will create nearly a mile and a half of paved paths on the levee connected to the current river trail system in several locations. In Pueblo, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
A winter storm has increased avalanche danger in the mountains. An overnight storm west of Denver dumped fresh powder on an unstable snowpack. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center has issued avalanche warnings for today and tomorrow in the mountains. Officials say avoid avalanche-prone areas until at least Sunday. Winter storm warning until noon tomorrow for the mountains. You're listening to CPR News.